You've heard of service organizations like the Peace Corps or Teach for America that try to address critical needs in underserved areas. Well, now there's a public service program that tackles the dearth of local news reporting in communities across the country. It's called Report for America. I spoke with the co-founder, Steve Waldman, about why he thinks local journalism is one answer to protecting our democracy. So you came up with the plan for Report for America after authoring a comprehensive report on the state of the U.S. media for the Federal Communications Commission. Did your findings frighten you? Is that kind of why you did this?
Yeah, basically. I mean, this was in 2011, and already, even back then, it was clear that local news was collapsing and that the consequences were really going to be severe in terms of less basic accountability reporting, less coverage of, schools, whether people have clean water, really the key functions of local communities and government were eroding. And most of the attention at that point had been on what was happening with the national media. And there really had not been a sense of what the dire consequences of the collapse of local news were.
So that was the impetus for it. How did you actually put it together and do this?
Well, I teamed up with an existing organization called the Ground Truth Project, which had been around for about 5 years and had done really excellent fellowships with journalists around the world. And we teamed up and started working on this about 2 years ago. And it is loosely modeled after AmeriCorps, Teach for America, City Year, programs like that, in the sense that it's we recruit talented reporters from all over the country, and then we also recruit newsrooms, and we place those great reporters into the newsrooms. And we launched our first class about a year and a half ago, and we just announced another 60 reporters going into the field.
So it's a service, in a sense, to the community. You say that you
yes.
draw on reporters. How do you find these reporters? Are they not working already for newspapers, or are they emerging journalists?
Well, it's interesting. They are emerging journalists. Most of them are working somewhere, but they're often either have strung together a series of internships, or they're working in a job that's not really using their skills, like there might be rewriting instead of reporting.
And is that because there just aren't enough good jobs for journalists?
Exactly. Yeah, it's really that simple. It's that there are very few and shrinking numbers of jobs for local reporters. So a lot of people end up getting jobs at national places like Huffington Post or Politico or things like that, which can be great jobs, but they're not in the communities covering real important beats in the lives of regular families and communities. So these are really appealing beats because they're really set aside to focus on civically important topics, healthcare and education and criminal justice, things like that.
And I read that more than 40% of the core members are journalists of color and 70%
yeah.
are women.
One-third
of the core members will be reporting in a place they call home. Now, for those who are coming in to a new area for a year, how do you avoid that problem that we all sort of see in journalism of the helicopter journalist who kind of flies in and never really gets to know the community?
Yeah, it's a great question. I mean, for one thing, it's a minimum of 1 year and hopefully 2 years. Of the first 13 that we had in the field, 11 are doing the second year. So you're making a real commitment. And the other thing that we do is we require the core members, as we call them, to do community service in the community in addition to their reporting. This is a really unusual feature. Because obviously we believe that local reporting is public service. That's kind of the point of the program. But on top of that, they are doing service projects. And in most cases, it's like working in the local high school or community center, helping teenagers to do kind of youth-created media. And there's a bunch of reasons we do this. We think it's going to be good for the reporter to kind of establish some nuanced understanding of the community from a different angle. It's good for the community to see the reporter in a different way. But it's also just gets them to set down deeper roots and combats a little bit that sense of, you know, parachuting in. We want them to really feel like part of the community and that they should view it as their community and that the people in the community should view those reporters as, you know, in some ways their advocates, that they're trying to have their back and look for the issues that are important to the community.
And the selected California Corps members come from several news outlets, but I noticed that one is a pediatrician who will cover child health in Modesto. Now, how did that come
about? Yeah, I love that one. It's unusual. You know, most of them are more, you know, people with a few years of experience, but we had about a half a dozen that were of a completely different category. They were sort of career changers, people who had done something else in their lives and then later in life had decided to try journalism. And she'd been writing for health journals and things like that as a pediatrician, but she got sort of serious about it a few years ago and went to journalism school and is going to be covering children's health issues in Modesto. So we're thrilled with that. That's a very exciting opportunity for her, and I think also for the community, that you can have someone who's like has a lifetime of experience treating children, writing about children's healthcare.
Exactly. Tell me about the connection between local journalism and strengthening our democracy.
You just can't have a healthy, functioning community and local democracy without a functioning press. It can be everything. You know, the obvious thing is around voting and elections. You know, it's just the amount of information that most people have, especially about local races in most places, is just pitiful. And we're expected to make decisions about who to vote for based on, you know, almost no information. And there's all sorts of studies, by the way, that lack of local news actually leads to lower voter turnout. So it really is connected on that level, but it's beyond just voting. It's also, you know, basic functioning of the organizations in a community, like the schools. You know, if you don't have a good sense of what's going on in the schools and there's not someone watchdogging it, the schools are not going to get better and you're not going to be able to participate as a parent as easily in the decision-making and the ways of improving schools. And then the last way I would say it hurts democracy is that when you don't have good local media, it actually leads to polarization and people not knowing each other as well. So there's a kind of social disintegration that happens too.
Do you think this is a crisis in America?
I do. I think the crisis in local journalism has become a crisis in democracy. And we really have to get serious about trying to improve local journalism or else it's going to have terrible effects, practical effects of more corruption and, you know, health problems and things like that, but then also sort of problems with the democracy itself working well.
How do you keep a project like this from just being a temporary fix? How do you make sure that it's sustainable?
It's a great question. The model for this program is that we at Report for America pay half of the salary of an entry-level position. The newsroom and the community pay the other half. And what we mean by the community is that we work with the local newsrooms to raise philanthropic money from the community itself. And it can be a local foundation or individual donors, small contributors, some way that the community itself is helping to support this. And that's out of the general belief that community journalism is only going to survive with the support of the community. In the past, that's meant advertising or people buying subscriptions to the newspaper. In the future, it has to be more than that. We are going to have a bigger role for nonprofit news organizations in most communities or places like Report for America. And the community itself is going to have to look at journalism as one of those civic functions that they support.
So this is your second year, so we'll wait to see how Report for America pans out. It'll be interesting in California in particular because there are 8 reporters here, right?
Yeah, there are 8 reporters. One is at the Fresno Bee. A couple are part of a collaborative project with CalMatters around poverty in the state. There's one in Chico covering fire recovery efforts. There's a reporter at the Sun Gazette in San Joaquin Valley focusing on agriculture. So it's a really wide variety of different beats and types of news organizations.
Well, great. Well, Steve, thanks for taking the time to talk to us. Take care.